believe you're going to see it clear as I give these words that he's given me on this side of the cross. Listen to the text. I'm just going to read. I read a large portion of this last Sunday, but I'm just going to read the first verse because that's the one important, and I'm going to move on. If you want to read the rest of it, you can. But listen to this, Acts chapter 2. You can go ahead and put up Acts chapter 2, verse 24. The whole text I read last week was Acts chapter 2, verse 24 through 30. But I'm just going to read verse 24 today because for time's sake. And said, and this is from the King James. And he says, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Having done what? Loose the pain. Notice, I want you to notice something here. Death has pain. So when you have pain in your body, you know that's not coming from God. Because death has pain. It has destruction. It's trying to destroy you. Trying to take you out. But Jesus satisfied every claim that justice required. Did you hear what I said? He met every demand, paid in full. Nothing can be charged to you again. I'm going to say that again so you can hear it. He satisfied, paid in full, every demand justice required. He paid it in full. Nothing can be charged to you again by Satan and make it stick. You've been delivered. But if you be foolish and go ahead and practice sin like a sinner, you're going to get the results of a sinner. Mm-hmm. Your life's going to be filled with what sin produced in the life of a person that sinned. But you're putting up with something, carrying something you don't even have to do. Don't even have to have the sickness. Don't have to have the pain. Don't have to have the poverty. Don't have to have the confusion. Don't have to have the destruction. You don't have to have any of that. It'll come against you, but greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Why would he tell me to be of good cheer? What is good cheer? Be happy. Be at peace. You don't have to worry about him. I overcome him. You just remain in me. So that's what we're going to talk about. What happened? You hear people talk about the Old Testament, and it should be preached under these guidelines. It is a concealed revelation that has been revealed in the New Testament. Do I need to say it again? It was concealed. It was prophesied. And it was fulfilled in the New Testament. And if you go back under the law and try to live and please God, you know, people put up the Ten Commandments. We're not under the Ten Commandments. We're on the law of love. Love fulfilled every command. Love will let you know you shouldn't kill, you shouldn't steal. You shouldn't have your neighbor wife, you shouldn't do this, you couldn't. Because love fulfilled it. You know, we don't need the law. The love has been shed abroad in my heart. I don't need, if really, really, when we know the truth, like we who are born again believers, we don't need the law enforcement. When we walk in obedience to the scripture, that's a lot of times we don't do it. We don't need it because we're not going to break the law anyway. I don't plan to go out and steal anything today. I ain't planning on setting up to rob the bank or do all that stuff, commit a crime and all this stuff going on, or kill somebody. That's the first thought from my mind. So they don't have to be concerned about me. You know who they're concerned about? The lawbreaker, the thief, the unrighteous person. Person hadn't renewed their mind to the word. Think they can steal and get away with it. Mm-hmm. But let me get back to this. He said, God loosed the pain of death because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. Why? Because he paid everything in full. Like I said last Sunday, you can't hold a person guilty for a crime they didn't commit. When he paid it in full, he was innocent because it was you. It was me. It was us that had done the crime, that we were sinners. It was us. He was innocent. And that's what messed Satan up. He didn't know that could happen. That God could raise, that a man could die and pay the sin debt for mankind. And then when he paid it, God could free him because he was innocent. And then because he was innocent, God let us join him. Along with him, we became innocent. We're not guilty. Because he identified with us in our sin. Now he let us identify with him in his resurrection life. That Jesus is not guilty. And I become, by faith, I become a part of him. So I'm not guilty. Everything the enemy says to me, he's lying. He's what he does. He showed me a photo, a picture of what I used to be. But I have enough revelation knowledge in my heart to let him know that's who I used to be. I'm a new creature now. You trying to show me that old man, that fella's dead. That fella's dead. He doesn't exist. I'm a brand new man. You can say, I'm a brand new man, I'm a brand new person, I'm a brand new woman, I am brand new. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is what Paul was saying in Philippians 3:9. I'm going to read this from the Amplified, and I want you to listen real close. Once you find out how much you are Christ, then you can see how free you are from everything that's of the devil in this earth. He's trying to bring your life and cramp your lifestyle. You know what I mean by that statement, cramp? Make you be something that you're not. When you know the truth, you know, that's not me. You can't do that, Satan.